BBC News with Sue Montgomery. Tensions between the United States and Europe have come to the fore at the International Security Conference in Munich. The US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, rejected the German president's accusation that Washington had disavowed the international community. Jonathan Marcus is in Munich.
The decline of the West is one of the central themes of this conference, but the US Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, would have none of it.
We've all seen Democratic leaders questioning America's commitment to the transatlantic alliance and America's leadership in the world. I'm happy to report that the death of the transatlantic alliance is grossly over-exaggerated.
Nonetheless, many here do see a weakening of the transatlantic bonds. In part, it's a reflection of many European leaders' unease with President Trump. But it's also a reflection of more fundamental anxieties about the rise of China and the rapid pace of economic change.
China has used its presence in Munich to mount a strong rebuttal of US criticism. The Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi accused the US Defense Secretary Mark Esper of telling lies about the Chinese telecommunications company Huawei. Mr. Esper echoed earlier remarks by Mike Pompeo and accused Huawei of stealing Western technology to dominate critical sectors that could compromise NATO. The Chinese Foreign Minister called the accusations lies.
The two American senior officials have been repeating their smears and criticisms of China. It's become a common scenario. They basically say the same thing wherever they go about China, and I don't want to waste our time responding to each and everything they've said. What I want to say is that all of these accusations against China are lies. They are not based on facts.